This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ben Roethlisberger joined Bob Pompliani yesterday at both 6 and 11 on the KDKA TV News and talked at length about Antonio Brown, amongst other things.
AB made me, who I am. I mean, he was the greatest wide receiver I think I've ever played with. And the things that he did in this league and that we did together, are amongst the best of all time. And you're right, there was some great things, and then all of a sudden it just kind of it disappeared. And I'm not really sure where it went.
And Ben pressed a little bit more by Pomp. He went into detail about the comments made after the Denver game. You can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminding you to text responsibly. You can also call that number and try to explain to me how this was not Ben Roethlisberger taking the highest of roads. He had opportunities.
I think there may have been one little passive-aggressive shot.
Where's that?
Right there at the beginning of that when he says, AB made me who I am. I think that could have been the only one. Other than that, I think that it was... he was great. He had every opportunity to throw AB under the bus.
And he didn't.
And didn't. But that was the best way for Ben to react. But Ben, in his heart of hearts, does not at all believe that AB made him who he is.
But this is what's interesting about Ben Roethlisberger, and every time he speaks, I think everybody looks at it through a different lens. There are those of us who look at it and say, nah, I don't believe anything that guy says. So there are those of us that say, no, I believe his comments really come from his own truth. And then there are people, I just don't think there's very many of them, somewhere in the middle. And I think we've tried to ride that very fine line as often as we can, but he is a lightning rod.
Realizes he won. And when he sat down with Pompliani, he could sit there with and cross his arms if he want with a big smile on his face and pretty much say, I already won. Like, Antonio Brown could go and act like he got what he wanted, whatever. I've already won in the court of public opinion. For some people, and I'm not saying this is me, but the impossible was done. Ben, and these are the people that don't like Ben. Ben became the good guy and the victor in a situation against someone else. You know, I think that Ben was A-okay with everything that he did. If you don't like truth, don't turn on his radio show, because what he's going to give you, what he's going to give about his teammates, is truth. And the problem is that Antonio Brown can't handle the truth, and some other guys just can't handle the truth. But if people thought that they were going to turn this on last night at either 6 or 11 and get Ben Roethlisberger throwing somebody under the bus, it just wasn't going to happen. He's at the point now where he already won.
And that's kind of my point is, people are going to always digest what Ben says through an already preconceived notion, right? Because he's been here so long, he's gone through so much as a Pittsburgh Steeler on and off the field, done some of it to himself. And I think they've already got Ben Roethlisberger in that interview last night was not going to change anybody's ideas about Ben Roethlisberger, right? You either take what he says at face value or you believe that there's something more to it. But from again, as a guy who's criticized Ben heavily in the past, I look at what he said yesterday in that interview and I think he hit all the right notes. He took the highest of possible roads, Jim.
Here's what Ben hasn't won. He didn't win the division. He hasn't won a Super Bowl they haven't won they've won a playoff game, but since 2010, it's been, there hasn't been a whole lot of success. I think that there is I'll interpret Ben too. I think that there, in some ways, is a sense of relief that he doesn't have to deal with Antonio Brown anymore. He's got a new cast of characters coming in, including Juju, plus James Washington, who's going to be better. He's got two new guys, Dante Moncrief, who's had some success, and then Deontay Johnson. Is he going to be like AB? Who knows? But he's, similar coming out of the same conference. So in other words, there's a new cast of characters here, and it's a chance for, if AB made him who he is, I'm going to help make these guys, and these guys are going to help me make the Steelers into a championship team again. I think he really believes that.
But I also think there was a sense of regret or, there wasn't a sense of, I didn't do anything wrong. I mean, there's going to be people that come at this from the point of view of, well, Ben just said what he had to say. And I don't...
He could have flamed Antonio Brown. Right.
I was dealing with a lunatic all year. Right.
And that was the truth. I think that was closer... Like, Ben spoke the truth. But he could have taken the truth and projected it out even deeper and said, hey, listen, we've all dealt with lunatics before. Like, I was dealing with a lunatic all year. This is the way I had to carry myself because the dude was a lunatic. And we would have all sat here this morning and gone, I can feel you, Ben. I understand, man. And he would have been perfectly fine. I thought that Ben showed restraint last night in that interview. And I thought that he played it absolutely perfect whenever he could have, like you said, he could have crushed Antonio Brown and I think been well within his rights.
We talk a lot about Ben Roethlisberger's interview with Bob Pompieni on KDKA TV last night. Well, first and foremost, what do people think? We put out the Twitter poll. Does Ben look good, bad, or the same to you as he did before the interview? You can go to @FanMorningShow to respond to that. But the other part of this is, have we now finally, you mentioned it earlier, Colin,
right.
AB has no court dates left in Pittsburgh. He's sold the house, or at least it's on the market. And it would seem that we have washed our hands, as it were, of Antonio Brown. And now after this interview, perhaps permanently so. We can put it all behind us, right?
Until AB tweets again about the Pittsburgh Steelers, because that'll happen. Like, I wrote a column yesterday at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And it was a rehash of what I said at the end of the show, right? Not from Ben Roethlisberger's side, but from Antonio Brown's side. That there was no way in the world Antonio Brown was going to be able to help himself from commenting on the impending interview, either right after it happens or even before it happens. And I wrote a column saying that at 1 o'clock. And at 3, I'm blocked by him, but you see everybody retweet it, right? And then somebody screen caps it, and you just do a search for Antonio Brown, and you can see what he writes. At 3:14 p.m., so about 3 hours before, 3 hours and 15 minutes before the interview came out, is when the two-face comment came out. So it was just exactly as predicted. Antonio Brown was not going to be able to stay away. He wasn't going to be able to not comment. He wasn't going to be able to just let it be. So we'll forget about Antonio Brown. We'll go about our ways. We'll talk about the Pittsburgh Steelers. We'll talk about OTAs. We'll do all that. But then Antonio Brown, as much as he wanted a divorce from Pittsburgh, he wanted out of here. He wanted to go anywhere but Buffalo. He needed to be gone. He can't. He is like the guy. I've said this a million times. He couldn't be with this girl. He couldn't be with this girl. He couldn't be with this girl. He needed to be away from his girlfriend. I can't be with you anymore. And then every day he drives by her house and sees whose car is there. Like, that's Antonio Brown.
It feels like we are past the point of him exerting any influence on the room, certainly.
He has no influence on
the room. As long as those guys who he addresses.
But you're talking about it from a fan standpoint. From a fan standpoint, yes, Antonio Brown will people will try to put him out of sight, out of mind. But he will keep crawling back into Pittsburgh's brain because he can't put Pittsburgh out of sight and out of mind. As much as he said he wanted to, he can't do it.
And that's why, to go back to the comments that Ben Roethlisberger made during this interview, that he hopes to remain friendly with Antonio Brown. It's almost like there needs to be, we said this last year a couple times, there needs to be a social media course during OTAs or training camp where somebody walks up to the front of the locker room and says, hey, just block them or mute them or just forget about them, because there's no earthly point in engaging with this man.
I think
anymore.
That social media course already happened. And you know when it was? It was when Ramon Foster said, you got something to say? Say it to Pouncey. And that was the social media course that was sent to his teammates through social media. And I think that course will happen again, excuse me, behind closed doors. If you guys got something to say, if you think that there is some message that needs to be sent as it pertains to someone on another team, or if you're someone on another team and you got something to say about the Pittsburgh Steelers, come talk to my ass. I'm a big guy, and I can handle it, and I'll be the conduit. And I think that that's already kind of occurred. And Cam Hayward did it again last night, if you saw. I think that those guys, Pouncey, Foster, and Hayward, as we push it forward, and again, today starts a new day because it's OTAs and it's essentially a new season. I think that those three guys are going to bear the brunt of being the three guys that are the faces of the franchise, along with Ben because of how Ben is. But And on social media.
I'll be real curious to see how some of the younger up-and-coming leaders on this team, the guys I mentioned earlier, Watt, Juju, James Conner, how they handle any questions about this. And if they effectively just say, hey, I got nothing to say about it. You want to ask somebody about it, go out to Oakland and ask AB, because I got nothing to say about it anymore.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.